Yeah, it's all over here at the Byrne Road in Termon. And in the second game in round two, Termon have got their first win off the championship. Once again, they've beaten four Masters. The Donegal Town men have not been able to get past the Byrne Road club this year. That's now two defeats and a draw between the two sides. Termon had the league bragging rights, and they've now got the championship bragging rights as well. But it is Termon who were winners. 20-3, 7 was the final score. And when you see the periods in the first half where they really took control of this game, Brendan, it was a very, very good performance by the home side.
Yeah, really good performance, very impressive. So it was all over the field. You know, I mentioned defensively, they stuck to their task and knew that four Masters had runners that could cause trouble in the likes of Kevin Muldoon, Conor McCahill, these type of players. But they stood tall, stood strong, and were able to turn them back. And, you know, yes, four Masters did get three goals, and that's all that kept them in the game. But I thought that Termon all over the field were superior. Mentioned them defensively, you know, obviously up front too, there was some really good performances. Ricky Gallagher, really strong at wing half back, and then Darren McDade, these guys, Ryan McFadden, Jack Alcorn, John James Sweeney, all contributing to the scoreboard and kicking some really good scores. They kicked 3 2-pointers in the first half. They just dominated that middle third of the field, dominated the opposition kickouts, and that gave them the platform then, Oisin, to basically push on and kick 20 points, which is a huge score. It's a really good score, so it is. You know, even in old money, that's 17 points, which is a good score in a championship football. And they've ran out totally deserving winners. They'll take a lot for this. They were obviously stinging after last weekend's defeat down in Fintra against Killybegs. They felt hurt by that. They came out today and they showed what they were about and played some really good football.
Yeah, played some very, very good football, and the likes of Ricky Gallagher scored 5 points, 4 points, excuse me, today. Darren McDade also got five in this game. Ryan McFadden stepped up with 4 points, hit a clinker of a two-pointer in the opening half. John James Sweeney, Jack Alcorn, all contributing with scores, as did Patrick Fagan and Bobby McGettigan in the opening half. Four Masters did get goals today, but it wasn't enough in this tie. Kevin Muldoon got the opener. It was the first score of the game. The last score of the half was the goal by Oisin Reid. And then they got the third goal in the game 5 minutes into the second half from Conor McCall. But they needed a goal towards the end if they were going to level up this tie. But the decisive score came from Darren McDade, his fifth of the tie. And Termon won out this one by 20-3, 7 the final score, a 4-point win. The first defeat of the campaign for Four Masters. They couldn't back up their win against St Noel's last week, but Termon, they bounced back from their defeat against Killybegs and have now taken their first win off the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship. We will, of course, have the round three draw for you coming up live on Highland Radio just after the 6 o'clock news. It will also be streamed out as well on the Donegal GA streaming service. We're going to try and get some reaction from the victorious Termon camp. And don't forget, of course, if you are looking to watch any of the games on the streaming service with Donegal GAA TV in association with streamsports.ie, details of all the action is available on the Donegal GAA website, or indeed on their social media channels as well.